I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Mira Subramanian is an independent journalist, Fulbright Nehru scholar, and author of the book A River Runs Again, which tells the stories of ordinary people and micro-enterprises seeking to rescue India's natural world from crisis. It connects to the 8 years Mira spent at Aprovecho Research Center in Cottage Grove exploring a sustainable life. She returns to speak at the University of Oregon on Thursday, October 29th, and at the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove on Sunday evening, November 1st. She joins me at KLCC. Thanks for your time today, Mira.
Hi. Hi, thanks for having me, Eric.
Can you give me a couple of examples of what stories you found?
Yeah, I use the framework of the five elements to frame the book. So that's earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So I looked at organic agriculture, mainly in Punjab, which is the breadbasket of India. They had been greatly influenced by the Green Revolution techniques with high-yield seeds, with a lot of fertilizers and a lot of applications of pesticides, and that has had a real huge impact on the landscape and on human health there. So I looked at organic agriculture for earth. For water, I looked at Rajasthan and some of the efforts there that are just small-scale check dams that have been built by the people, just local villagers building really small-scale dams all across the landscape to just capture these very ephemeral, fleeting monsoon rains that come. And through the process of that, they were actually able to basically revive the water system that had been depleted by overuse and exertion over many decades. And then for fire, I looked at cook stoves. Part of my work at Aprovecho was looking and researching these fuel-efficient wood cook stoves. And the numbers are kind of staggering. In India in particular, two-thirds of households are still cooking over an open fire. So this is a huge impact on health as well as climate, because all that black soot goes up there and causes a lot of problems in the atmosphere.
So where are the challenges similar and different in India and Oregon in terms of environmental preservation?
I think that there's a lot of overlap. I've been struck as I've been touring around the country talking about A River Runs Again, how many places I'm hearing locals talking about stories that have real resonance from what I was hearing in India, like stories from cousins in Texas and Oklahoma talking about water resources. I'm expecting that in Oregon, I'm going to hear a lot of resonance around the parallels with chemical inputs with agriculture and how much the use of chemicals for agriculture can really change a landscape and have a lot of long-term impacts in terms of changing water and causing long-term pollution.
When you looked at the people who were making a difference in rescuing India from that crisis, did you find lessons that we can bring back here as individuals and small enterprises in Oregon?
I did, and I found actually a lot of parallels to what we were working on at Aprovecho, especially when you're looking at agriculture, something that is fundamental for human survival. And the needs are just going to go up as human population increases. And I found that the methods that the farmers that were looking towards organic agriculture in India were very similar to what I was working on the land at Aprovecho, where we were growing a lot of our own food. How do you look at these systems as long-term living systems where inputs can come locally and you're sustaining the soil in a way that keeps it alive instead of just relying on all these external inputs?
And what do you take from Oregon to India, conversely, that can help them over there in managing their own crisis?
Well, Aprovecho is trying they actually were founded on fuel-efficient wood cook stoves. So a lot of the technology that started at Aprovecho, including the fundamental design of a rocket stove, which is a very fuel-efficient wood cook stove, I saw many nonprofits there in India working on those basic design principles. So already for generations, some of the technology from Oregon's back roads have been making their way to the developing world.
And now the book is complete and out in the world. And how do you wish to use it as a tool to further the discussions that you've launched with this book?
I do hope that this book is just part of joining a conversation and furthering a conversation about basically how do we all live on this earth in some sustainable way. There are more and more people. Population continues to tick up. Resources are proving very finite. But also, at the same time, there have been all these amazing advances about how to tap into renewable energy sources and how to live more sustainably. And we're sharing information around the world in a way that we have never done before at an incredible pace. So what can we learn? I'm really hoping that this is a conversation in India, in the U.S., and anywhere else. There was nobody that was really looking to India for these questions.
Well, we look forward to your return, book in hand.
Thanks so much.
Mira Subramanian, author of A River Runs Again, India's Natural World in Crisis, From the Barren Cliffs of Rajasthan to the Farmlands of Karnataka. She returns to speak at the University of Oregon at 4 p.m. on Thursday, October 29th in Straub Hall, room 145, and then at the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove on Sunday, November 1st at 7 p.m. Both events are free and open to the public. For more information, mirasub.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.